Let me introduce you to Professor Tom Gillespie. Tom has been studying tropical forests throughout the world, looking at patterns of species diversity. He is particularly enthusiastic and incredibly insightful about plants of Hawaii.
I mean, if I was just going to talk about the botanical gardens here, what really is spectacular is outside of Hawaii, this is the biggest outdoor collection of Hawaiian plants anywhere in the world, which is pretty impressive. And it's just really invaluable for me because I can show students slides, but if I can take them outside and actually show them the plants, there's just a better connection. I think they appreciate that. And you are saving the actual genetic information by keeping it here, collecting seeds, propagating it. That's a huge service. As you come up the Hawaii section, the first thing that you'll usually see blooming is the red hibiscus, the hibiscus clayi, or Clay's hibiscus. The reason it's so stunning is in 1994, there were only 4 plants in the wild. And then in 2011, they found an additional 120 plants. And it only occurs in the dry forests of Hawaii. To actually see it in the wild is almost impossible. Right here, we have 4 or 5 individuals, which is really stunning. Across from the bench, you'll see the hibiscus Brackenridgii. That doesn't look like much, but in the springtime, it will have a beautiful yellow flower, and that's the Hawaiian state flower. It's on the endangered species list, and there's only about 300 individuals in the wild. The island of Lanai only has 1 individual. You kind of get an idea of the challenges that native plants face. Just imagine if our state flower was on the endangered species list. Right behind the stone bench, this is the lolu palm. There are 23 endemic species to Hawaii, and they're all in the same genus, Brochardia. It's got a fan-like palm. You can see slight hairs in the underside. That's one of these characteristics of the Brochardia. This one is really amazing, Brochardia hillebrandii. It used to be everywhere on the island of Molokai, but it went locally extinct when Polynesians brought fire and Europeans brought cattle. So it was discovered on just 2 rocks outside of Molokai. In Hawaii, 90% of the plants are endemic, meaning they occur there nowhere else in the world. And Hawaii is just full of endangered species. It just shows you the real challenges that people are having in Hawaii maintaining natural populations that regenerate. And the gardens has a whole bunch of them here. It's just an amazing collection.